Before we jump into today's episode, I want to know, are you feeling constantly tired, stressed, or stuck in survival mode, even though you're doing all the right things? My best-selling book, Optimal You, Supercharge Your Energy, Strengthen Your Immunity, was written for people just like you. It's a guide for those of us living in the modern chaotic world who want to optimize your health, prevent burnout, and take back control of your energy and well-being. I'm so proud to share that Optimal You is an Amazon number one bestseller and has been shortlisted at the Business Book Awards in the wellness and well-being category, recognized for its science-backed, practical, and truly holistic approach to long-term health. Inside the book, I share the exact framework I use in clinic, from the 8 core pillars of health to the 4 essential lifestyle S's. Whether you're struggling with niggling symptoms, feeling low in energy, getting sick more often, struggling with autoimmunity, or you simply want to feel like yourself again, this book will meet you where you are. Available now in hardback, paperback, and on Kindle, just search Optimal You by Nicole Good on Amazon or visit optimalyoubook.com for all the links. Because your health shouldn't be on hold and the optimal version of you is waiting.
Welcome to the Good Health Podcast. I'm your host, Nicole Good, a certified functional medicine practitioner, registered nutritionist, and author. In this podcast, we delve into the world of energy and immune health and wellness with positivity, from optimal health and energy to stress and burnout, right through to immune conditions such as thyroid and autoimmune disease. We deep dive into functional medicine, nutritional medicine, and lifestyle medicine, as well as the personal stories of our amazing guests, from Olympians to famous faces and guest experts from all different parts of the health and wellness world. It's time to stop letting your health hold you back and become the optimal version of you. Don't forget to come and join the conversation on Instagram at good_health, that's G-O-O-D-E, or visit the website nicolegoodhealth.com to find out more.
Have you noticed your energy dipping, your weight creeping up, or your mood becoming more unpredictable? Even though nothing major has changed in your routine, maybe your cycles become heavier or shorter, or it's suddenly vanished. You might be feeling foggy, anxious, forgetful, or just not quite yourself. And when you ask about it, you're told it's just stress or it's just part of getting older. But what if it's not just stress or aging or hormones in isolation? What if your thyroid is part of the picture too? Today, we're diving into the often overlooked connection between female hormones, particularly estrogen and progesterone, and thyroid health. I'll be unpacking how each stage of a woman's hormonal journey, from monthly cycles to perimenopause to menopause, can directly impact how your thyroid functions. Because here's the truth, women are far more likely to develop thyroid dysfunction, especially during periods of hormonal change. And yet most women aren't told how these systems interact or how to spot the signs when something's out of balance. So in this episode, we'll talk about how your menstrual cycle affects your thyroid and vice versa, why symptoms in perimenopause are often mistaken for thyroid issues and the other way around, what happens to your thyroid at menopause, and how to get clarity through functional testing and personalized care. If you're juggling a career, a family, and your health, and wondering why you feel so off, this episode is for you. So let's break down the hormonal thyroid connection, because your thyroid and your sex hormones don't function in isolation. They work in a dynamic and delicate balance. At the center of this is estrogen and progesterone, two key hormones that fluctuate throughout your cycle and change dramatically during perimenopause and menopause. These shifts have a direct impact on how your thyroid functions and how your body responds to thyroid hormones. Estrogen plays a major role in thyroid hormone metabolism and transport. One of the key players here is something called thyroid binding globulin, or TBG. TBG is a protein that binds to thyroid hormones in your bloodstream. So when estrogen is high, TBG levels increase, meaning more thyroid hormones gets tied up and less is available for your cells to use. So even if your thyroid is producing enough hormone, high estrogen can make it seem like you're not, because that hormone isn't reaching its target tissues effectively. And this can lead to symptoms of functional hypothyroidism, so fatigue, brain fog, and sluggishness, even if your lab results look normal. Let's look at progesterone. This is often the first hormone to drop in perimenopause and frequently depleted in women under chronic stress. Progesterone has a calming and balancing effect on both the brain and the thyroid. It supports healthy thyroid hormone sensitivity, body temperature regulation, mood stability, and resilience to stress. So when progesterone levels drop, as they often do in women in the late 30s and 40s, it can exacerbate hypothyroid symptoms, even in women who've been stable for years. Low progesterone may also mean unopposed estrogen, leading to estrogen dominance, a state that can worsen thyroid dysfunction, increase inflammation, and make you feel anxious, bloated, moody, and foggy. If you've been diagnosed with hypothyroidism, these hormonal fluctuations can make it feel like your thyroid symptoms are coming back, even if your medication dose hasn't changed. That's because during perimenopause, or with stress-induced progesterone loss, your body becomes less sensitive to thyroid hormone. You may need an adjustment in support, but it's often not just about the thyroid. It's about that hormonal landscape around it. On the flip side, if you're dealing with hyperthyroidism, whether it's from Graves or another cause, estrogen and progesterone imbalances can aggravate symptoms such as palpitations, insomnia, and anxiety. And these overlaps make diagnosis and treatment tricky and often leave women feeling dismissed or misdiagnosed. And this is why a holistic, functional approach is so important, because the thyroid doesn't act alone. It dances in rhythm with your other hormones, and that rhythm changes dramatically throughout your menstrual cycle, during perimenopause, and after menopause. So let's now talk about the connection between your thyroid and your menstrual cycle. Let's start there, because what many women don't realize is that thyroid hormones play a critical role in ovarian function, cycle regulation, and fertility. So when thyroid function is even slightly off, your cycle often reflects it. And yet cycle symptoms are one of the most under-recognized signs of a struggling thyroid. If your thyroid is underactive, even mildly, it can disrupt the normal rise and fall of estrogen and progesterone throughout your cycle. And this often shows up as irregular periods, cycles that are either too short, too long, or just unpredictable. You might have heavy bleeding, which can be due to estrogen dominance or delayed ovulation, painful periods or cramping, which can be linked to inflammation or hormonal imbalance, or worsening PMS, so you could have mood swings and fatigue that feel more intense month to month. Some women may also experience mid-cycle spotting, low libido, or prolonged menstrual bleeding. And all of this can trace back to suboptimal thyroid function, especially when it's paired with stress or with nutrient depletion. The thyroid also plays a major role in ovulation, which is essential for both regular periods and the ability to conceive. When thyroid hormone levels are low, the brain may reduce its signaling to the ovaries, which means ovulation may be delayed, may be irregular, or may stop altogether. And this is a major reason why women with unexplained fertility struggles often benefit from a deeper thyroid investigation beyond just the standard TSH. And yet many of these women will be told that their thyroid is fine, when in reality, they may actually have subclinical hyperthyroidism, poor T4 to T3 conversion, elevated thyroid antibodies, or borderline low progesterone just due to chronic stress. These are the women who feel like something is off, but don't get answers. And it's frustrating because with the right support, these imbalances can often be corrected. But here's the problem. When you go to your GP or gynecologist with cycle symptoms, you're often offered the pill or an antidepressant or told to come back if it gets worse. Very few practitioners are actually trained to connect the dots between menstrual health and thyroid function. And because conventional testing is limited, usually it's just TSH, maybe to T4, many women with thyroid-driven cycle issues are completely missed. And this is where a functional medicine lens becomes so powerful. When we look at your full hormone panel, your thyroid health, your nutrient status, and your stress response all together, we get a much clearer picture, and we can build a strategy that's based on your body's unique rhythm and needs. Before we move to the next life stage for every woman of perimenopause, let's pause for a moment and talk about another major hormonal milestone in many women's lives, which is pregnancy. Pregnancy is a time of enormous hormonal demand, and your thyroid is on the front line. So in fact, during the first trimester, your thyroid needs to work up to around 50% harder to support both you and the growing baby, even before your baby's own thyroid has developed. So if your thyroid can't meet this increased demand, it can lead to exhaustion that feels beyond that normal pregnancy fatigue, brain fog or memory lapses, mood instability or anxiety, and a higher risk of miscarriage, low birth weight, or preterm delivery if it's left undiagnosed. And here's what most women aren't told. Pregnancy is actually also a major trigger for autoimmune thyroid disease, particularly Hashimoto's. Why is that? Because your immune system goes through a unique shift during and after pregnancy. So during pregnancy, the immune system is naturally suppressed to protect the baby. But after delivery, it rebounds. And in some women, that rebound leads to postpartum thyroiditis, or the emergence of an autoimmune thyroid disease that has previously been dormant. And this often shows up within the first 6 to 12 months after giving birth. So symptoms like severe fatigue that don't improve with sleep, anxiety or depression, milk supply issues, hair loss beyond the normal postpartum shedding, weight changes that feel disproportionate. And because these symptoms overlap with what we often expect in early motherhood, they're frequently dismissed or missed entirely. And this is something that we talked about with Frankie Gaff on the episode that she did. With her personal journey, she developed the Hashimoto's after pregnancy, so in that postpartum period. So we'll link that episode below this one as well, and you can go and listen to her personal experience of this. But if you're pregnant or you're recently postpartum and you're feeling unusually tired, anxious, or not like yourself, it's definitely worth requesting a full thyroid panel, not just TSH. And this might include free T4, free T3, anti-TPO, anti-TG, and possibly reverse T3 depending on your symptoms. Early detection of thyroid dysfunction in pregnancy and postpartum can make a profound difference, not just to your energy, but to your emotional well-being, to your experience postpartum, and even to bonding with your baby. So whether you're trying to conceive, you're currently pregnant, or have given birth recently, your thyroid absolutely deserves the attention and support that it needs. So let's talk about the next life stage that we get to, that every woman gets to, and that's the perimenopausal years. That transitional window leading up to menopause, which can begin as early as your mid to late 30s and can last for a decade or more. Perimenopause is a time of hormonal turbulence. Your estrogen levels are starting to swing. Sometimes they're high, sometimes they crash, and your progesterone begins to decline steadily. This shifting landscape affects every system in your body, including your thyroid. And here's where things get confusing. Many of the symptoms that show up in perimenopause look identical to thyroid dysfunction. So fatigue, brain fog, anxiety, low mood, poor sleep, weight gain, cycle changes, feeling flat, feeling detached. It's no wonder that women get dismissed or misdiagnosed or medicated without proper root cause investigation. During perimenopause, ovulation becomes irregular. With that comes a drop in progesterone leading to estrogen dominance, which, as we covered earlier, can block that thyroid hormone availability and amplify symptoms of hyperthyroidism. So you may find that symptoms you've had under control for years suddenly start to flare up again, even if your thyroid bloods are stable, even if your medication is still the same, or you may just find that you develop thyroid issues for the first time, and that's as your immune system starts to shift and the stress levels start to climb and the nutrient stores start running low. What often happens is this: a woman in around her 40s goes to the GP, feels foggy, anxious, exhausted. Her blood test will show a normal TSH. She'll be told she's fine, and she'll probably be offered an antidepressant or HRT and simply told to wait it out. But what's really happening here is a perfect storm of hormonal and thyroid disruption. So during perimenopause, the brain becomes especially sensitive to hormone shifts, particularly the loss of progesterone, which is neuroprotective and calming. Combine that with thyroid dysfunction and with high cortisol, and you've got a recipe for sleep disruption, poor memory, irritability, loss of confidence, emotional overwhelm. And I see this so often in clinic. Women who have been high functioning their whole lives suddenly feeling like they're falling apart. And no one's looking at the interplay between the estrogen, the progesterone, the cortisol, and the thyroid hormones. And this is exactly why functional testing and a whole body approach matter so much. You can't balance one hormone in isolation. The body doesn't work that way, especially in perimenopause. So now we've reached the next major hormonal milestone, and that is menopause. I'm so excited to share that Optimal You has been shortlisted as a finalist at the Business Book Awards. And to celebrate, the Kindle edition is just 99p from now until I will be at the award ceremony on the 10th of September. If you've been meaning to dive into the book, now's the perfect time. Head to Amazon, search Optimal You by Nicole Good, or hit the link below this episode and grab your copy while this special offer lasts. Let's make optimal health more accessible and celebrate this moment together. Menopause is officially defined as 12 consecutive months without a menstrual period and typically occurs between the ages of 45 and 55. But the transition is far more than just the end of your cycle. It's a complete recalibration of your hormonal ecosystem. And the thyroid is very heavily impacted by the shift. So by the time you reach menopause, estrogen and progesterone levels have significantly declined and they stay low permanently. This has a number of effects on how your thyroid functions and how your body responds to thyroid hormone. So here's how. With less estrogen, levels of thyroid binding globulin drop, which can increase the availability of free thyroid hormone, but often leads to instability in how that hormone is going to be used by the cells. The decline in progesterone can worsen symptoms like anxiety, sleep issues, joint pain, all of which are also common in hyperthyroidism. The body also becomes more sensitive to stress and inflammation, making any underlying thyroid issues more symptomatic. So in short, menopause doesn't cause thyroid dysfunction outright, but it exposes and amplifies it, especially if it was borderline or subclinical before. And here's something else to consider. Autoimmune conditions, including Hashimoto's, can become more active after menopause. And that's because estrogen plays a regulatory role in the immune system. And once it declines, that immune surveillance can weaken, allowing autoimmune activity to increase. So for women with a family history or with existing autoimmune disease, Post-menopause is a key time to monitor thyroid antibodies and stay proactive about inflammation, gut health, and nutrient status. If you're already on thyroid medication, menopause may change how your body responds to that support. You may suddenly feel off again. You may feel tired, bloated, low in mood, even if your dose hasn't changed. And this doesn't always mean that you need more medication. Often, it's about supporting that estrogen and progesterone balance, optimizing nutrient status, addressing sleep, stress, and the detox pathways, and personalizing your care to reflect your new hormonal baseline. Menopause isn't the end, it's a powerful new beginning, but it requires a fresh strategy, especially for the thyroid. So let's just take a moment to zoom in on one of the most valuable tools that I use in clinic when we're supporting women with thyroid and hormonal issues, and this is the Dutch test. So Dutch stands for Dried Urine Test for Comprehensive Hormones. It's one of the most advanced and insightful hormone tests available, and it's especially useful when symptoms overlap between thyroid dysfunction, sex hormones, and the stress hormones, so adrenal fatigue. Because here's the truth, blood tests can only show you one moment in time. And during perimenopause, for example, or when your stress levels are fluctuating, that single snapshot often misses the full picture. The Dutch test, on the other hand, is tracking those hormone patterns across an entire 24-hour window, including how your body produces hormones, so the things like the estrogen, progesterone, testosterone, and cortisol, how it metabolizes and clears those hormones through your detox pathways, and how the stress hormones behave across the day, not just how much cortisol you make, but when and how steadily. With this test, we can answer questions like, are your estrogen levels too high or too low or fluctuating between both? Is progesterone declining, leaving you estrogen dominant or increasing thyroid resistance? Are your stress hormones suppressing thyroid conversion or affecting ovulation? Is your body detoxifying hormones effectively, or are they building up and causing symptoms? So the Dutch test can often be an aha moment for women who have been experiencing all of these symptoms and they really need to make sense of what's going on. While the Dutch test doesn't measure thyroid hormones directly, it gives a crucial context for how your thyroid is functioning within the hormonal ecosystem. And we often pair it with a full thyroid panel. Because when estrogen is too high or progesterone is too low, your thyroid hormone sensitivity can change. And if your cortisol rhythm is dysregulated, it can suppress that thyroid hormone conversion and increase reverse T3, leaving you feeling tired, foggy, maybe wired, but exhausted. Understanding these patterns allow us to make smarter and more personalized decisions about how to support your thyroid, your energy, and your long-term hormonal balance. If you'd like to learn more about the Dutch test, how we use it in clinic, we've put together a guide on our website. You'll find it in the show notes linked below. So your thyroid doesn't exist in isolation. This is a really important message. It's influenced every day by your estrogen, your progesterone, your cortisol, your nutrient status, and your gut health. And the life stage that you're in, whether that's cycling, trying to conceive, postpartum, perimenopausal, or postmenopausal, when one part of the system shifts, like declining progesterone or rising stress hormones, the thyroid is often going to feel the impact. And if your thyroid is already under strain, those shifts can amplify the symptoms. The key takeaway, if you're feeling off, and especially if you're not getting answers, you deserve a more complete picture. And maybe digging deeper into some of these connections between the different types of hormones might be that missing piece of the puzzle. So if you want to dig deeper, we'll add those links to have a look at the Dutch test below this episode. You can also get a copy of my book, Optimal You, where I break down hormone and thyroid connections. If you're ready for support, you can reach out to us at clinic and book an inquiry call. You'll find all the links in the show notes below this episode. Thank you so much for listening. And as always, please share this episode with any woman in your life who is navigating fatigue, brain fog, hormonal chaos, or just feeling dismissed by the system. This information could be life-changing to somebody. Until next time, take care of your hormones and they'll take care of you. Thank you for listening.
I hope you enjoyed today's episode of the Good Health Podcast. Do share the episode with anyone you think it may benefit and help us to spread the word on all things health and wellness by rating, liking, or subscribing to the podcast. If you want more, you can listen to more episodes on your favorite podcast app or sign up to my newsletter for my favorite tips, tricks, health advice, brands, recipes, and more at nicolegoodhealth.com/newsletter. Have a lovely week. Don't forget to hit subscribe and I'll see you on the next episode of the Good Health Podcast.